World History presents Vikings, Final Secrets Revealed, read by Patrick Warner. Welcome. The last 50 years have seen a number of breakthroughs in the charting and understanding of the Viking Age. Archaeologists and historians have analysed everything from ancient post holes to thousand-year-old grape seeds in their quest to uncover the truth about the Viking world. Painstaking detective work is necessary because the Vikings themselves did not record the events of their time. The history of the Vikings is known only from the horror stories of monks and the heroic tales of sagas. But armed with patience and modern technology, the unknown pieces of the puzzle are slowly being identified and put together. Researchers have come a long way, but questions remain. For example, we still don't know who the first Vikings were, or why they set out on epic voyages. Nevertheless, we have a clearer picture of life in the Viking Age than ever before, and in this special issue we bring you the latest and best knowledge of the time when Norsemen with axes and swords wrought terror across Europe. 1. The First Vikings. Sources describing Scandinavia in the 8th century are almost non-existent, yet historians are slowly beginning to chart life in the northern barren regions. The research has brought them closer to answering the big question. How did the Viking Age begin? Few attributed much significance to the discoloured bones that appeared in the ground in 2008 near the small town of Salme, off the island of Saaremaa, off the west coast of Estonia. The island had been the scene of fierce fighting between German and Soviet forces during World War II, and discoveries of soldiers' remains were common. So, when a work crew digging trenches for electrical cables came across the bones, they called the authorities as required and waited impatiently for work to restart. They were in for a long wait, for no sooner had archaeologists stuck their spades in the ground than long arrowheads and swords, rusty and brittle with age, emerged. The dig also revealed old game pieces, scraps of wool, and pieces of wood. The bones belonged to warriors from a completely different era than first thought. The archaeologists had no doubt about that. But they could never have guessed that the discovery would provide crucial information about the origins of the Viking Age. The find from Saaremaa became an important clue in understanding Scandinavia's transition to the Viking Age. It may seem strange that a single discovery on an island in the Baltic Sea could be so critical for archaeologists, but the reason lies in the lack of written sources about Scandinavia's earliest history. Even now, 1,200 years after the first recorded Viking raid, the region's earliest years and its evolution to the Viking Age remain a mystery. The answers that historians seek are many. What did the settlements look like? Who were the first chieftains? When did Scandinavia become advanced enough to foster both fierce warriors and high-tech ships? Who first thought of sailing to neighbouring lands? We know very little about any of this, but the Estonian discovery helped push the start of the Viking Age, and thus the development of Scandinavia, back half a century. We'll return to what that earlier date meant, but before historians could draw any conclusions, the archaeological find in Estonia needed further investigation. Discovery surprised archaeologists. During the following months of excavation, archaeologists uncovered the remains of a ship's hull. Most of the vessel's wood had rotted away, but the decomposition process had left discoloration that indicated the outline of the ship in the ground. Together with hundreds of iron nails that the archaeologists also found, the researchers were able to reconstruct the ship's shape, size, and appearance. Calculations told them that the boat had been 11.5 meters long and slender, with oars and room for 12 to 15 men. The shape and size of the vessel was similar to Scandinavian longships, and boats of this type had never before been found on these shores. A closer examination of the objects in the ship caused further puzzlement. In addition to skeletons and weapons, the finds also included a set of playing pieces. The pieces resembled those used by Vikings in the chess-like game of Hnefatafl, and the weapons were of the kind used by the ancient Norse. The entire find seemed to be from the Viking Age, but carbon